A bat mitzvah typically marks a coming of age for a Jewish girl. In Reform or conservative Jewish congregations, she's called at age 13, like a bar mitzvah boy, or possibly at age 12, to read from the Torah, the five books of Moses, and then to read from a related piece of scripture, typically from one of the prophets. It's called the Haftarah. In recent years, it's become increasingly common for adults to have a bar or bat mitzvah, sometimes because they never had one in their youth, or sometimes because they feel it would be more meaningful now when they're more mature. Well, we don't know of any records kept, but we think that a group of women in the Cleveland suburb of Beechwood, Ohio, may set some records for maturity when they are bat mitzvahed later this month. One of them joins us now by phone, Flo Wish. Hi, how are you?
Hello there, I'm fine.
And tell us how old you are.
I'm 91.
91, and you're being bat mitzvahed with a group, and you're not the eldest in that group, I gather.
I am not. The eldest is 96.
And when will this event take place?
March 22nd, very soon.
Why? Why have a bat mitzvah now?
I think that the 10 of us were so excited and so thrilled at being invited to have a bat mitzvah at this point, because when we would have had it back when we were about 12 years old, and that would have been back about 1930, we were not permitted. We were not permitted even to walk up on the bima.
That's the pulpit, we should
the
explain.
The pulpit. Yes. No, women were not permitted to read from the Torah. It's not been an easy thing for us. We've watched our children and our grandchildren have their bar and their bat mitzvot. And it's been a delight for us. But the thought of being able to have it, we were just so delighted and so thrilled to have the opportunity. So we've been working with Rabbi Kuttner, very happily and very hard, too.
Do you know if your group is the, so far as you know, the oldest group to have a group bar bat mitzvah?
I'd be willing to say that it is.
You think
I
so?
I know that certainly here in Cleveland, and I've lived here all my life, there has never been a group this old. Oh, there have been some groups of people here in our own temple whom I know, but these were people that were in their 50s and 60s.
Ah, well, that's...
But no women that have been 90 or more have attempted this.
And you have a lot of family coming for the event?
That's what surprises me. They're coming nieces, my great nieces. It really, my brother's children out in North Carolina, in Boston, they're all coming.
Well, it should
that
be.
That really surprised me so much.
Well, your family would have come to your bat mitzvah had you had one when you were 12
they
in 1930.
Would,
they would have been.
We all always did.
Yes.
So, yes, they would have come had we had one back in 1930. And I think that they probably are getting quite a kick out of this, too.
Well, Flo Wish, thank you very much for talking with us. And
it's been a joy for me, and I can't thank you enough, Robert. I really can't.
Send our congratulations to the whole group.
Thank you, and I will tell them.
Okay, that's Flo Wish of Beechwood, Ohio, who's part of a group who will have a bat mitzvah ceremony later this month.